Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's our final hour of the week, and we're going to start it talking about, I would say, the biggest story in the Twin Cities area this entire week. A South Minneapolis restaurant investigation, raid, whatever you want to call it, a significant show of force by the federal government, including DEA, FBI, ATF, and ICE, and the protests by those, the comments by city leaders, and even today, people still discussing, how was it handled? Was it handled in the right way? Are we getting all the information? And certainly the Minneapolis City Council is going to play a part. Jason Chavez is kind enough to join us, member of the City Council, represents Ward 9. Yesterday, he proposed an independent after-action review of what took place in South Minneapolis. It passed unanimously, and Jason is kind enough to join us. He is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Jason, thank you very much for your time. Why did you feel like the city council needed to play this role, and what happens now?
Yeah, thank you for having me on here today. So first and foremost, you are correct. This after action review, this request to the city auditor passed unanimously on the Minneapolis City Council, because it's important that our communities get an independent after action review to get answers to questions many people, including myself, still has. But the bottom line is that we had a federal raid on Lake and Bloomington that has completely traumatized our community. You had the Homeland Security, you had armored vehicles, you had agents with guns in our community, with face masks, with badges being covered, and you had ICE on site in a heavily immigrant corridor. And it is my belief that the way that the city handled this and the way that the city is downplaying the trauma that our community experienced is not only making it hard for us to rebuild communities, but it's destroying that trust. And I think it is important to acknowledge that our community here is frustrated, is scared, and when we have a Trump administration that thinks it's okay to come into our neighborhoods with this much of a force, it's only going to traumatize our community. No one should have to witness these military tanks and assault rifles in their neighborhoods when you see similar actions in different parts of the state, like in Bloomington, have a different response.
Yeah, there were seven
in corridor.
Yeah, there were seven other raids that day. Mm-hmm. How would you compare how those seven other raids were handled compared to what took place at the restaurant in your ward?
Complete fear tactic. Like I said, right, we had people with assault rifles agents with ICE badges, people with face coverings, people getting pepper sprayed, tanks being going down our corridor next to the thief. It's a response that has broken the trust of our community. And this is not the response that people in Bloomington, the city of Bloomington, where there was a raid over there, that was not the same response. And I think the difference here is that this is a immigrant corridor. This is where our community loves. This is our home. And that response felt very intentional.
So you think it was intentional? Why? What sort of message are they trying to send?
When you have armored vehicles with zip ties next to these tanks, that is a very scary, or at least a very scary feeling that many of our communities are going to feel. And that is not a welcoming message to our residents. And I think that needs to be acknowledged. When these type of raids happen, whether it's for different instances or immigration, you name it, there are different ways a federal government can approach it. And there are different ways that the Minneapolis Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, can approach it. And it's clear that at the local level, our response failed.
Okay. I want to play you a soundbite that you said yesterday, because I want to pick up on what you're saying. So, Jason, listen, sure. And this is you commenting, including about the city leader. So go ahead and play it, Dave.
We know that ICE was present in our community, regardless of the gaslighting that city officials are saying.
Okay. When I hear gaslighting, Jason, I just think that's lying. Okay. If I use the term gaslighting about someone, I'm basically using another word instead of lying. In your opinion, among the city leaders, who is lying and why are they lying?
When I'm talking about which the city leaders that are talking about that this was a tactic about so city leaders right now are talking about this federal enforcement as a groundbreak. So the federal government is talking about how this is a groundbreaking criminal operation.
Yep.
And they're saying that this wasn't an immigration customs enforcement a raid, correct? My concern is that we had ICE officials on site, and we are having people saying that it is not okay, that this is not just ICE, right? This is a federal raid, like for, I think they said it was money laundering.
Drug and money laundering, right?
Yeah, but you had ICE officials there. I believe that you need to acknowledge that ICE was present. City leaders of all kinds, elected officials in the state of Minnesota need to acknowledge that ICE was present. Because when ICE is present in our community, that is very dangerous for our residents.
But don't you think Brian O'Hara and let's just go with the two top people, the mayor and the police chief, are you saying they lied about this?
I'm not saying they lied. I'm saying that they are downplaying the trauma that our community experienced.
Okay. I want to put you on hold and play one more soundbite. This is Hennepin County Sheriff Juana Witt, because the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office and MPD were playing a part in this. Here's what Juana Witt said about some of the comments by city leaders when the immigration conversation came up. Here's the sheriff.
The information that came out on social media from elected officials was highly irresponsible. Mm-hmm. There were ways for them to have accurate information, and instead of getting accurate information, being impulsive and putting out things that could potentially incite riots is senseless.
Do you think she's referring to you and others who are emphasizing immigration?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
hello. Okay, you need to replay that again, because when you played the first part, I was saying hello because I couldn't hear anything.
Okay, all right, we'll play it one more time. Here's Hennepin County Sheriff Juana Witt reacting to some city leaders like yourself who were talking about the immigration part of the conversation.
I'll start with this. The information that came out on social media from elected officials was highly irresponsible. Mm-hmm. There were ways for them to have accurate information, and instead of getting accurate information, being impulsive and putting out things that could potentially incite riots is senseless.
Okay. She's calling you and others involved in this senseless and weren't responsible. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, she's not talking about me, because what I said was that ICE was present. Like many elected officials said, ICE was present. And I get it. Maybe it's hard for people that have never experienced ICE in their communities. Maybe it's hard for people that have never had their family members deported. And maybe it's hard for people that have mixed income statuses in their families to understand what this meant. We had ICE in our community. ICE agents, folks with masks covered, tanks, people with military weapons in our community. And that's what people saw, and that's what has been reported. There is no lies or misinformation about that. So
okay,
I guess when you're playing that, she's not talking about me.
But on the ICE side and the immigration side, and there's no doubt Donald Trump in 2015 and 16 when he was running, and then he was president, and then he's running again this time, has emphasized immigration. And there's no doubt at times they use intimidation tactics. I will never, ever downplay that. But, Jason, to me, every single report, whether it's here at WCCO Radio or the Star Tribune, isn't everybody including that ICE was a part of this? What I've heard from city officials is that, yes, ICE was there, but at least for now, when the federal government says that immigration was not a part of it, that the city leaders are repeating that part of the conversation, but not lying and saying that someone from ICE wasn't there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So your question is, can you repeat your question?
Well, I'm sorry if I'm confusing. I'm just saying, if Fry, O'Hara, and others are saying the federal government is telling us that ICE was there, but they're also telling us that immigration wasn't the basis for this, that it was a drug and money laundering investigation, aren't they right now, all these folks who've been skeptical of Donald Trump, push back, have proudly said they're a sanctuary city, right? They're not on Team Trump. Aren't they just acknowledging right now what the federal government said with somewhat of a dose of skepticism?
ICE was present. Enforcement and removal operations were a part of this enforcement action. These are people that carry out the federal government's immigration enforcement operations. Like, that is what was present on site. Like, if we are to say that there was just a federal raid that occurred, then why, on a different instance that was nothing to do with immigration, we need to ask the question of why was ICE involved? Why was ERO, the Enforcement and Removal Operations, involved? Why were people that enforced the federal government's immigration laws involved? There could have been a different way to approach this federal action into our community. If this is not about ICE, if this is not about immigration, if this has nothing to do with the undocumented people in our community, then why are we sending, not we, but why is the federal government sending ICE?
Yeah.
Why is the federal government sending ERO? There is no need to have these operations with these agencies if it has nothing to do with ICE.
I think that's a fair question.
To bring zip ties next to a military tank as if they're going to round people up and handcuff them with these zip ties in our community on Lake Street.
Okay, so let me...
If this was nothing related to immigration, great. We won't want it to be related to immigration.
Okay.
So then these agencies need to answer why they were present.
I agree that the federal government should 100% answer that question. If this has nothing to do with ICE, why are they there? Let me get you to respond to this side. The federal government would come back and say, we need to be prepared for if this protest turns confrontational, if it turns violent, and that's why we have zip ties. That's why we have the individuals militarized. Is that plausible to you as an explanation from the federal government, or do you dismiss that?
They had different operations across the state in Minnesota. I did not see military tanks. I did not see assault rifles. I did not see zip ties in all these other operations. I would love to see if they had that similar approach that they did on Lake Street.
That's fair.
Why is it that they had this approach on an immigrant corridor and they didn't have it in other places of our state? They didn't have that on Bloomington, from my understanding. They did not have these approaches. Now, that is the point. When you come to Lake and Bloomington, when you come to an immigrant corridor and you have this heavy-handed approach as if you were going to round up our community, you're going to have a different response than you are in different parts of the state.
I think that's
have these federal operators acting in this way, and our city should have no part in that.
I think it's a fair point. A couple last points with Jason Chavez from Ward 9 City Council. On the masks, you brought that up. So have a lot of other people. I've heard individuals try to defend this and say, these individuals from the federal government, they're employees. They're told where to go. They're not the ones who made the decision. They're told where to go, and they're protecting them. They're trying to give them some anonymity so they're not doxed and targeted later by opponents when they're just carrying out their job. Do you find that plausible?
No. Don't come into our neighborhoods without your name badges, without telling us who you are, with your long weapons and guns and tanks. For all we know, you can be someone that has nothing to do with any type of law enforcement, and you're just in our neighborhoods. That is wrong. You need to be identifiable, just like all these other law enforcement agencies in our city.
Okay, last thing, and I'll let you go, and I really appreciate the extended visit. What is your concern level about the restaurant itself and the very serious accusations of drug and money laundering at this restaurant? Had you heard any suspicions about illegal activity at this particular business?
I didn't hear anything. Those are serious things that need to be investigated and handled. And if they are found guilty, you need to be held accountable by the law. And at the same time, if we have seen this action in any other places in our state, why are they getting different responses compared to an immigrant corridor? There could have been ways for the federal government to handle this without a heavy hand, without tanks, without military weapons, without impacting our community here in South Minneapolis, and there would have been a different response.
Jason, I appreciate the extended visit on an important topic. We'll reach out again. Thank you very much for your time.
Yep. We'll talk. Bye.
From Ward 9, City Council member Jason Chavez, he's the one who brought up the idea of an after-action review, passed the City Council 12-0, raised a lot of points. I want you to chime in with a phone call, with a text. To me, biggest story for sure in the metro area, right, Dave? This particular week, does anything else stand out?
That's the big one.
That's the big one, and a lot of people have differing views on it, and I'm sure there are people who agree with Jason. I'm sure there are people who disagree. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Phone call or text 651-461-9226.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.